Bump, bump. Good morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. And if you're hearing this, you know what this sound means.
Yeah, it makes me feel like a tweenager again.
A tweenager. Nice. Word of the day.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking schools for most of this hour. We'll start off with USD 383. A little later, we'll have Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram in the studio. And then we'll have Riley County Emergency Management Director and County Fire Chief Pat Collins. We'll talk a little bit about the 93 flood that was 25 years ago this week. But first, we're going to talk some schools. We have USD 383 Superintendent Eric Reed and new School Board President Kurt Herman. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning,
Brady.
Thank you.
How are we doing?
Doing great.
Doing good.
Great. How's the mantle of leadership?
Oh, it's just great. You know, I mean, we have a great school board and you know, any one of us can certainly lead the group, but they saw fit to elevate me to the leadership position, and I did do a scan of the dark web, and the Russians were not involved with the vote, so
we can put that through.
We were good. Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know. That's really good to know. We do have a school board meeting tonight. We've been previewing it a little bit during the morning show. Starts at 6:30 at the Robinson Education Center on 2031 Points Avenue. Of course, these meetings are always open to the public. I want to remind folks, phone lines are also open all hours, 785-537-1350. If you do remember the 93 flood and you're here, maybe keep that in mind for the last segment of the show. And if you want to call in with some of your memories of that event, we definitely welcome it. We do have the school board meeting tonight, but I think let's lead off and talk about the joint exercise training that starts this afternoon. We'll run today, tomorrow, and Friday, and USD 383 in coordination with the RCPD and really just the emergency crews and departments across the board.
Yeah, pretty much every emergency service in the area, both inside the city, outside the city, county, other counties, a lot of visitors in to watch that exercise as well from all over the state. And I just want to thank the leadership of all of our emergency services and our Michelle Jones that helped coordinate that. This one's going to be a little extra big because we've done buildings in the past, the last several years, but we've been at Eisenhower, we've been at Marlatt and Manhattan High School. West Campus is a different beast than a lot of them. So I think this is going to be an exceptional training opportunity for them.
And this training, I think this is, I know it happened last year as well. Is this the second year, but has it gone on longer than that?
I've been through at least two, and I'm starting year four. So.
Okay.
And talk about the importance of this sort of training, especially early in the year. We had the thing in Parkland, and, you know, this has been an issue ongoing, and this is something that school districts really across the country are really just trying to get ahead of and making sure that you're prepared in case, you know, you hope you never have to actually use or deploy this sort of training in a real life situation, but it is definitely an emphasis to be ready.
That's what we use it for. By and large, a lot of our administrators will come back through and view that, and we open it up to a lot of our staff to view as well. One of the things with emergency planning and situations like that is you want to be able to visualize, you know, what would you do in certain situations. And I will tell you that those drills just slap you right in the face as far as the reality of it. And you can almost picture yourself in those positions. And then you're put in a position where you have to make decisions. And I know my spot on the command post, we go through a lot of things. And, you know, it actually comes in handy sometimes because last year we had that event near Bergman School where we had the officer-involved shooting really close to one of our buildings, and we put our action plan into place. I went to the command center. We did some coordination back and forth. It wasn't on our campus, but it was really close to our campus. So just the comfort level and working through with the emergency response teams was something powerful, too. I knew where to go. I knew who to talk to. We kind of knew what it was going to look like, and we were able to talk and make good decisions for the kids and our staff.
Brady Bowman here with USD 383 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed. Also got School Board President Kurt Herman in studio with us. And Kurt, you know, it's a situation we wish we didn't have this training, but it's also the world we live in. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's critically important that we do this. And you know, and actually we're doing six sessions also, like two today, two tomorrow, and two Friday. But most people don't expect these kind of things to happen. But when you go through the drills and you're certainly prepared for it and you never expect those kind of things. And when I was a kid, we always did, the biggest thing we did was fire drills and we actually had nuclear fallout drills where you'd get under your desk and cover your head. And it was like that was going to help us. But that we all did that. And in today's world, you have to plan for this kind of thing. But it's really, they say it's a very realistic exercise. And there will be people that are wounded and simulate blood and they go, but it's kind of random. No one knows how it's going to happen. And I'll be observed. I'll be going on Friday. I don't know if I'm going to participate or not, but I clearly have victim written all over me. So who knows what they'll ask me to do, but looking forward to it. And we also do like active shooter drills within our schools as well, where they do a lockdown and they practice where the kids get away from the windows and they shut off the lights and lock all the doors. So
yeah,
critically important exercises.
And I'd say even though, we don't have students in this drill, a large scale students, we get some of our drama club and our students as volunteers as the victims, but it's not the full, 1,200 kids up on that campus. And people will ask, well, what does that mean with school? Well, it's important for the school to know what the emergency services are going to do, what the police are going to do, what they're trained to do, what the fire is trained to do, what the EMS is trained to do, what they're trained to look for, where they're trained to go. And when we do that, we can put a better plan into place. I always think of that quote that everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the mouth. And an event like that's going to punch you in the mouth. And if you know what other people are planning to do, we can coordinate our plans along with that. Because I can tell you some of the thoughts we had in our head and probably plans we had down on paper. As you go and you watch this and you say, that's not what we need to be doing. That's not where we need to be going. We've got to find a different way that works with what the first responders are being trained to do. And that's what I love about it. And I love the coordination, between Director Schoen and the RCPD and the fire department and Pat Collins. I mean, all those guys, they just do an amazing job working together to put a good training together.
And it's a real deal. I mean, the police will be using rubber bullets and everybody will be provided with eye protection in case of a stray bullet. So, it's the real deal, man. I think it's awesome that we're able to do this. And like Eric said, Michelle Jones, she coordinates all this for us and she's kind of taken over the reins of our emergency preparedness and has done an awesome, awesome job.
Because that is really the key. And Eric, I think you touched on it a little bit, is that when you think about these things in a hypothetical sort of way, it is quite different when you're looking at a training exercise like this, when it's basically being played out in real time and you're having to make decisions in real time and your energy's going. I mean, everything changes.
Yeah. And we start, how many students do we have in the building? How many are injured? How many ambulances? Okay. We're going to send this many ambulances to Junction City, this many ambulances to Pica, this many ambulances to Manhattan. And where do you want the helicopter to land? And I'm thinking through all those things. How are we going to coordinate? Because I need to know as a school, when two students get on an ambulance to go to Junction City, I need to know what two students that is. And the emergency responders, they're not interested in names and making sure they're interested in saving their lives. I need to know the names of where they're going. And we have to have someone at that point that's splitting off on ambulances that knows the kids. And not just someone from the department that can say, yeah, we sent five there, three there, two there. We need to know which five went there, which two went there, which three went there, and who got on the helicopter. So that was important. That came out of the last drill at Marlatt. And when you're put in those positions, it's like, yeah, we got to make sure we got our stuff together.
It really is interesting when you just think about that we're even doing this, kind of just the times mm-hmm. we're living in. I mean, Eric and Kirk, you can get it on this too. Like when you first decided to get involved in education, did you ever envision that we'd be having to have these sort of drills
never.
Like this?
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah, I never dreamed that this would ever. Yeah.
But again, good that we're doing it.
Got to do.
You got to adjust to the world we live in.
Yeah.
So. I'm thankful. I'm thankful we're doing what we're doing, and hopefully it's a moot point and a huge waste of time in our community.
Yeah.
I truly hope it is.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and take our first break. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about what's going on during tonight's school board meeting. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.